Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Hammer and Nigel.
Do you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock!
$175 million. Trump has that laying around in a box in Melania's underwear drawer. I mean, are you kidding me? An appeals court today slashed former President Trump's bond payment, saying he's got to pay $175 million within the next 10 days. That's quite a difference between the $464 million bond payment that came as a result of that those civil fraud charges in New York that Letitia James, the AG, brought to him.
Now, Trump said he will go full dude. He will abide by the decision to pay $175 million. Because if you remember, today was the day that he had to get half a bill turned in, or Letitia James was allegedly ready to start repossessing buildings.
Yeah, seizing assets. I would have loved, I mean, the optics of Letitia James with like a giant two-wheel dolly, kind of rolling out file cabinets and furniture and stuff at a Trump Tower. That would have been hilarious.
I mean, we've seen some awkward photos in the past. Remember when Elon Musk purchased Twitter and it shows him moving like a sink into the building for some reason? Kind of bizarre.
Something about getting rid of everything but the kitchen sink or whatever the saying is.
So if Trump does indeed post the $175 million by this new deadline, which he says he's going to 10 days from today, that would effectively block Letitia James from trying to take Trump Tower, you know, his golf courses, Mar-a-Lago, etc.
And then he could go ahead and appeal Letitia James's judgment.
Correct.
Or the judges, you know, the court's unjust, just ridiculous. Over the top numbers. It's unprecedented. And it's like, you know, I heard who's the Shark Tank guy, Kevin O'Leary. He was talking about how, like, you know, real estate people, everybody's going to leave Manhattan. Like, who's next? If Letitia James can go after a political opponent just because she doesn't like him, who's next? Because this kind of thing that happened that Trump was involved in, this civil fraud or overinflating assets so he could get better bank loans or whatever, it happens all the time. Everyone does it, and nothing is wrong.
Now, he still has to pay $175 million. We're joking, acting like that's not that much money. Which, that's still a lot of damn money, $175 million. But compared to half a bill, this is a win for Donald Trump here. This was Donald Trump shortly after finding out that the number has been reduced.
Thank you very much. Judge Ed Gorin has done a terrible disservice to the state of New York. What he's done is terrible. Business is afloat. You see that? He just released a statement on truth. Businesses are fleeing and crime is flourishing all over the state, and what he's done is such a disservice and should never be allowed to happen again. New York State is being battered by his decision. So I greatly respect the decision of the Appellate Division, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days. And I thank the Appellate Division for acting quickly. But Judge Ed Gorin is a disgrace to this country, and this should not be allowed to happen. Thank you very much.
Eat it, Letitia. Eat it, Judge. And like I say, he's got $175 million in his back pocket.
Right.
Give me a break.
So, you know, this may be a situation where everybody wins, including the Dems, because there was a lot of chatter that even the folks on the far left were a little leery of what Letitia James was doing here because they were building Donald Trump in to be a martyr. There was a panel on CNN this past weekend, and I want you to take a listen to this. This is pollster, like communication, political expert Frank Luntz. He's on the CNN panel, and he's basically saying, if Letitia James starts taking his property, you can guarantee he's going to win the presidency.
I want you to remember this moment, and don't forget it. If the New York Attorney General
starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets. It's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. If they take his stuff, he's going to say that this is proof that the federal government and the establishment and the swamp in Washington and all the politicians across the country and the attorneys generals and all of this, that this is a conspiracy to deny him the presidency. He's going to go up in the polls just like he went up every single time they indicted him. It will prove the things that he's saying on the campaign trail, and he will go up, and it may just elect him president.
That was on Fox News?
No, not Fox News. That was CNN.
Oh, whoa.
In a panel diverse experts that all hate Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You know how CNN does it? A panel of eight people who all have the same point of view. That was the consensus. If they start taking buildings away from him, you might as well just lock and load. He's going into the White House. And it wasn't just, you know, that panel on CNN. You had Jake Tapper speaking to AOC about basically the same thing.
What do you say to a voter who says, well, that doesn't look like he's being treated equally before the law? That looks like somebody that the government is going after.
Has there ever been a president, Republican or Democrat, that has been subject to this level of criminal charges, indictments, and investigations? This is not about party. This is not about politics. This is about corruption and criminality.
But the thing is, AOC, that's the problem. There only is one candidate being charged with crap when there's another one that's done a lot of shady stuff too.
Yeah, the same stuff the president is accused of.
But
the same stuff as, you know, the classified documents, for instance.
But
know?
According to the special counsel, he's too stupid to charge.
I don't think stupid was in the formal decision there for the special prosecutor, her.
He would come off sympathetic, which is fancy talk for he's too old and stupid.